The Whānau Ora Commissioning Agency has had another win of sorts in the High Court over its battle to get information on unvaccinated North Island Māori from the Ministry of Health. Now, the Ministry had already provided some information to Whānau Ora following earlier court action, but the agency said it wasn't enough, and they went back to court. Last night, the High Court directed the Ministry to review its decision not to hand over any more details. Whānau Ora's Chief Executive John Tamahiri is with us now. Tēnā koe. So is this is another sort of win, isn't it? Because they could still, presumably, once they've had another review, not give you everything you want.
Well, you either reward people that can put needles in arms in terms of positive vaccinations in offers in communities where Mr. Bloomfield and his friends have failed, or you don't. And this isn't, I've said this to you before, this is not a competition. The High Court has again advised them within 3 days to release the data sets of unvaccinated Māori. That's just that is a clear ruling. The second ruling they've made is that Māori requiring the second vaccination release the information, but you've got 3 days to review that decision. So the first decision is release unvaxxed Māori data. That is a no-brainer. Should have been done in September. We wouldn't be in any strife. The second one is it gives Bloomfield another discretion to deny us access to non-vaxxed second requirement jab peoples, right? We, in the court case, Bloomfield argued that we should wait 8 weeks before he gives that information over. Why 8 weeks when Parkers can get vaxxed in 3 weeks? Is iniquitous.
The judgment also says that it makes it clear that some iwi did not consider it necessary for the data to be released to the your trust. So
yeah, but that's true. And, but some Pākehās believe that vaccinations shouldn't happen, and some Pākehās believe that their information shouldn't be given to their bosses that they're not vaxxed. And some Pākehās. So we get into this silly little circle of how many Pākehās does it take to veto other Pākehās. And so you're saying, oh, some Māoris mightn't like it. These certain iwi warlords do not own a herd. I am from Ngāti Porou. My tuakana and cousin, that is our chairperson, I agree that he is my advocate on behalf of my whenua.
Well, hang on. So it talks about the whanganui iwi did not consider it necessary for data relating to their rohe to be shared with the applicants. They say they've already made it available to iwi and local providers. I mean, you're saying that should be overridden.
No, that's not true. What the Whanganui people said to us in a call with... here's the thing, Corin. The NHI is an ethnic descriptor. It doesn't have any iwi information in it whatsoever. So even if iwi want information, it is not available because it's just Māori's, right?
But just on the other side of the coin here, if you're in the Ministry of Health and you've got some iwi saying, no, look, we don't think the information needs to be handed over, we don't want it, and then they're being taken to court by you, you can understand how they're being squeezed in the middle a bit here.
No, I can't, because the first case was about Māori not being capable or Māori not being able to be trusted with information or Māori breaching privacy. All of these were struck down by the High Court in the first case. They then seized upon colonisation 101, divide and rule the natives. Now, I don't accept that, okay? What I do accept is, can Māori get an equality of opportunity to a vaccine access point? That's all this case is about. I think you're overcomplicating it, isn't it? You should boil it right down in a pandemic to how many people and who can get...
Look, I think most people are pretty sympathetic with that idea of getting more Māori vaccinated. But is it, you say I'm oversimplifying it, but you're saying it's a divide and rule strategy.
Well, haven't you worked that out yet?
But I mean, are you saying that the Whanganui iwi would agree with your comment that it's that they're being divided and ruled?
Yeah, but Whanganui iwi don't control my Ngāti Porou people that live in the Whanganui town centre. Whanganui people don't control and own a herd. Iwi leaders don't control and own a herd. We're not animals. We're people with rights to access vaccination issues. The Whanganui people got it wrong too. What they had access to was heat maps. They did not have access to information, and furthermore, they didn't have the capacity to deliver. So we've got to get a grown-up conversation about how you deploy in the most efficient way possible vaccine opportunities.
Mm. I mean, I guess this is the second decision by the court urging the ministry to go away and review it. What happens next here if they don't give you what you want?
Well, look, we've proven beyond all reasonable doubt that these decision makers are wrong. We now need to look to a government somewhere seizing back control for the elected political leadership. You see, there's been a COVID coup, and everywhere you go, there's faceless, unelected bureaucrats making all sorts of unusual decisions. I'm sure you and I will have conversations about this in 2022, 2023, when the true light of day starts to flash on these things.
John Tamahere, appreciate your time. Kia ora, whānau ora, Chief Executive.